There we go. Welcome everybody to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, August the 17th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for coming in, everybody. Glad to have you back. We're going to have a really good call tonight, and we've got a lot of good information to share with you, so stay tuned. But before we get too far along, we like to go ahead and pray the call in, and then we like to go to Sue for what will be a wonderful teaching, we know, from God's Word. Lord God, we just thank you for where we are, for the fact that we've been chosen for this special time. We thank you that we've lived our lives all of this way for such a time as this, for a special purpose in our lives, for a major blessing that is almost here. And we thank you for the opportunity that we're going to have to share the wealth, the gift, the blessing with the rest of the world. Thank you that many of us listening to the big call will actually be part of a very important force that will level the playing field around this globe. Thank you for the fact that we're entrusted stewards of this wealth. Lord God, help us daily to remember that and to love others even as you first loved us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, Sue, you know, we didn't have Bob the last for the teaching that you did for the last two calls.
We miss you, Bob, a lot.
We miss Bob so much and the input. So let's just resume and see what you would bring us tonight, Sue. I'm excited, of course.
Good. Well, this was inspired by two people whose testimonial I'm going to be giving later. And I said, you know, why do some people struggle with getting their ideas on paper? And it came out of, this selection came out of that answer, which was, some people may feel intimidated. Don't feel qualified for your calling? For the first 40 years of his life, Moses lived in a place of strength. As a member of Pharaoh's household, he had social prestige, wealth, and youthful strength. When he became aware of and troubled by his people's oppression, he used this strength to exact vigilante justice on an oppressive Egyptian. That wasn't God's plan for deliverance. He had to flee for his life and then ended up tending livestock in the quiet fields of Midian for his second 40 years. So he passed his youth in a palace of power and his middle age in pastures of peaceful obscurity. Then one day he stumbled on a burning bush, which turned out to be God's surprising call for his third 40 years. Just think about that, everybody. Think about how that relates to maybe your soul's journey. Behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Exodus 3:9-10. Think about the calling that you have. This called sacred Moses out of his wits, so much so that he argued his case face to face with God. Objection 1. I'm a nobody, God. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? Exodus 3:11. Any fame or social credibility I may have once had is gone. In fact, I'm a shepherd, and every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians. Genesis 46:34. Read the worldly. Objection overruled. I will be with you, Exodus 3:12. This calling is not based on your credibility, but on mine, I don't want Egypt or Israel impressed with you. I want them impressed with me, said God. Objection 2. They are going to believe me, God, but behold, they will not believe me or listen to my voice, for they will say, the Lord did not appear to you. Exodus 4:1. They're going to think I'm loony. I can believe in you myself because you're revealing yourself to me. But we're up here on a mountain where no one sees. I'm still a nobody, and nobody's going to listen to a nobody's words, especially if he's claiming to be speaking for God. Objection overruled. I will be with you. The same power that I demonstrate to you in secret, I will demonstrate to them that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. Exodus 4:5. My point is to impress them with me, not you. Trust me. I will show up. Objection 3. I'm not gifted to do this, God. Oh, my Lord, I'm not eloquent, either in the past or since you've spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and of tongue. Exodus 4:10. I know the rhetorical expectations of Pharaoh's court. I mean, I wouldn't even qualify for Midian's Got Talent. Haven't you read the strengths books, God? I can't do this. Objection overruled. Moses, who has made man's mouth? Who makes God, makes him or her mute or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall speak. Exodus 4:11, 12. You're still missing the point. I want Egypt and Israel to be impressed with me, not you. Don't be afraid. I will be with you and your unimpressive mouth. And that is our teaching for this evening, to be continued, possibly. And for everyone that mistakenly felt, were they qualified for this calling?
Thank you, Sue. That was really very appropriate and a beautiful teaching that you found for us tonight. Thank you for going and procurating that for us tonight. You know, what that teaching said to me, of course, was the fact that God said, don't worry about it. He knew, you know, any of the drawbacks that Moses had, but he also knew that he was going to show up, that God, the creator of the universe, was going to show up and be there just like he said. And boy, was he there. He was right there with power. You know, here, you know, Moses had run from, you know, he had killed that Egyptian who was oppressing one of the Jewish slaves. And, you know, he was kind of on a run for his life. And in that last 40 years, like you said, and he'd already lived 80, and now he was taking charge of taking the Jews out of Egypt into the Promised Land, or that was the plan. And I just think he had a calling, just, you know, just like we have a calling. And maybe we're slightly slow of speech, or we've got some little thing where we're not 100% comfortable speaking to strangers or to a small audience, you know. But the beauty of this is, you know, God gave Moses the words to speak, and he's going to give us the words to speak by the power of the Holy Spirit. So go in prepared, go in confident, and I would pray before you go that God would give you the right words to say, that the Holy Spirit would come on you and anoint you, and you would have a beautiful time. And instead of seeing you in the presentation, they would see God in that presentation. Or, as we say sometimes, they would see Jesus when they look at you. They would see Jesus. And that would be a wonderful thing for them to witness that type of love and that type of power and that whole strategy. So, Sue, I thought that was a really, really good teaching and appropriate for us. Now, obviously, we've got a lot of people that have had sessions. A lot of people have had sessions with you. A lot of people have ordered the template from you. And, you know, they're in good shape. They're set. They're all ready. But even those that haven't and may not, you know, go in with the confidence of God, and you'll do fine. You'll do just fine. And I can't wait to get into my intel tonight to talk about all that. All right. Bob, we sure missed you last Tuesday and Thursday, and I'd love your input on Sue's teaching tonight.
Thank you, Bruce, and thanks, Sue. It's really great to be back to listen to these beautiful teachings and to think about youthful strength, right, and the soul's journey. And as you were talking about, you know, the first 40 years, then the second 40 years, and how there's these ups and downs, and then what will you do for the third 40 years, right, until you're 120. And it made me start to think about the man who works for us, Gene, and also his friend Jim, who came to us to work at Boomers when they were right around that age, right around 80 years old. And they had never worked before in the healthcare field. They had not had a chance to exercise their voice and speak to people over the phone and meet people who come to the office. Yet here they are, after the age of 80, you know, 84 years old now, living this third part of their life and doing a phenomenal job of it. And it's part of their soul's journey. And, you know, it's like, how do we do something like this? How do we be in a position to welcome that third 40 years? And what came to my mind, the first thing that came to my mind was smile. It's like, get up in the morning and greet the day with a smile and anticipate great things, right? And let God pour into you from his unlimited supply of light and love, and just rejoice in that, because it's always there. That light and love is always there, and it's up to us to make the choice if we let it in and rejoice in it, right? And then as we feel this rejoicing, it's like march forward, go throughout your day and keep your head up and keep smiling and look for opportunities, right, with joyful anticipation. And know, as these opportunities present themselves, they're like little gifts from heaven, right, that are there in front of you for the taking. And reach out your arms, you know, and be ready to receive these gifts and to accept them, right? And as you see these gifts and you begin to really feel what it's like now to grasp this opportunity, right, and to really see it in your mind's eye and begin to live it out, whatever it is that day, whichever gift you choose to accept from God that day, or maybe more than one, and live it out. And share it. Share it with others. And as Bruce was saying, they'll recognize the God within you. They'll recognize you as Jesus. And this is your paradise. Your paradise is right there at every moment, right? Your promised land is no farther away than your attitude and what you choose to focus on and anticipate. And as you share this paradise that is you co-creating it with God, and it's showered then upon others. You've done your job for the day in living in God and God living in you.
Wow. Beautiful, Bob.
Very good. I love the commentary. Very strong. Sue, how did the teaching affect you? What did you glean from it?
There's so much to tie together and connect with what you said, Bruce, about, you know, showing up with the power of God or Christ. And I love that, you know, just realizing that that's in you, that Christed paradise, to connect to what Bob said. And to me, what this really highlighted for everybody on the call is that this is I'm going to be talking about gateways, but it's a doorway. It's a doorway into new fields of wisdom and paradise, which is what we're all called, and we're not doing it by ourselves. We're going to have, you know, teams around us to remake, just like Gene and his friend at Boomers, just like Bob did with creating a whole culture around people that are loving, generative, health-oriented, and they're moving into this new paradigm of wholeness, of healing, of possibility, of using. Well, we're going to be doing that with all of our projects. I'm going to really speak to that on the leadership section of the call. So I just loved it because now has been the time, just like with Moses, when he stepped into a new era of wisdom and meaning, just like Gene did probably, to step into a new era of health with Boomers. Just like all of us, if you're really paying attention, you're walking away from the old way into a transformed new way. And I love that. That's our calling, and we're doing it together. You're not doing it by yourself. So there's a lot of strength in that. And that's why I thought it was wonderful for people that were feeling intimidated and making this event because of the money, because of the not knowing, because of the sitting there in their room by themselves and just, you know, hearing our amazing connection on the call. You're going to be walking with millions of people to do this together. So don't be afraid. And know that God has got your back and Christ is in you and around you. So that's how I felt about it.
Thank you, Sue. I thought that was great, too. Appreciate that. And you know, referring to Gene over at Boomers and Jim, his friend Jim, when I talked one time to Gene, I caught him on the phone,
He
had such energy, such life. I thought I was talking to a 45-year-old, Bob. I thought, this is Gene, of whom you speak, Bob? At 84 years young, almost to middle age. Another year or so, he'll be just about middle age. But I thought, this guy sounds great. He's sharp as a tack. And I thought, man, you know, he sounded like he was 45 years old to me. So, I thought that was a great teaching. Your comments, Bob, always really rewarding and beautiful. And Sue, I love the way that you bring this to us in a way that relates to us at this time. It's exactly what it did.
Relevant.
And,
yep.
You know what? It's relevant, and it's today, and it's now. And thank you for that so much. Sue, it is Tuesday night, and you know what that means.
Tell me what it means. What does it mean to you? It means you, me, and Bob are on the call. We have a whole community that shares in our outrageous visionary vision. Yeah. And what else does it mean?
And it means that it's time for a wonderful segment we call Praise Reports. And every once in a while, somebody sends us one. And I'd love to.
We have one from that somebody. Uh-huh.
That certain somebody. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. I'd love to announce this thing and have that be real. So thank you so much. I'd love to hear a praise report if we have one. Thank you.
Well, here's the praise report that I'm going to layer on top of the praise report.
Okay.
So there are probably a lot of you that, like the author of this praise report, who is so committed and so kind and fills the space, even though he's, you know, he's going through a trial, a temporary trial right now, I just think everyone deserves the praise. So what he's saying here, we just shower it on everybody. We all deserve to be celebrated, to be lifted up. We've been walking through it for probably, you know, years and years and years to bring this new change. And so we're going to praise all of you through our beautiful friend, Pastor Scott, and praising Pastor Scott for being this incredible light and heart and love to write, even though he's going through his own challenges. Even though I'm in a battle with my health, as we all can be, I can't but feel and express how God's grace covers us. We know that this scripture, that all the things we go through are purposefully conforming us to Jesus' likeness, Romans 8:20-30. As we go through the process of our lives, Big Call Universe, feel, know, and accept God's grace. We've waited and waited for years, some more than others. Just know our time to be the hands and feet of Jesus is at hand. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
That's good. That's good, Sue. Thank you for that, Pastor Scott. That's right. And, you know, as you know, Pastor, and Sue, you know, and Bob, you know, and everybody, we are the hands and feet of Christ now. It's just that we're going to be able to do so much more when the blessing comes. We're already doing some things, I'm sure, many of us now. But imagine walking through that portal that we're all going to step through and have the ability to do infinitely more than we can do right now. And that's exactly right, Pastor Scott. We thank you for that and continue to lift you up for a complete and total restoration of your health in Jesus' name. Sue, thank you for that. I appreciate your layering of that praise report as well. And I'm excited. Okay, let's go right into your segment, Sue, tonight. And let's see what it is you would impart to us tonight that could be salutogenic for us and beautiful for us to go forward and maybe take a few things with us even to the Redemption Center.
Well, I hope that's what we accomplish, Bruce and everybody. And I want you to imagine, let's get into our divine imagination and literally step into a gateway space. That's really where we are. It's called the liminal space, the space that's right next to the space of what's to happen next. It's a transition space. And tonight we're going to talk about literally why it's important to design your communication for the redemption, your world-class presentation, why to get off the fence, like really what that's going to look like to get off the fence if you haven't done that yet. And then we're going to take a little step in a leadership talk for about a few minutes on how to prepare yourself to be players in the new quantum future. And the reason why this is going to be very important for you, get your pens out, guys, is because I'm passionate about research. Bruce knows this every day. He's like three or four times a day, he's getting new research, you know, shared with him, willingly or unwillingly, right, Bruce? And
that's right.
But it's exciting to me. And these are two really, really powerful considerations. So if you haven't gotten your projects done yet, you may want to listen up, and this will be very, very exciting for you because it'll give you some ideas of literally the world you're helping to build and the new player you're going to be in the quantum future. So really quickly, I got to exchange with some people, Bruce, that had received the template. And I said to them, would you just let me know how you, you know, just doing the template, how did you experience it? What was it like for you? Was it easy for you to get the idea, to write it down, to, you know, not even exchanging, yes, my review of their work, but not getting to actually language and connect with me verbally. And this is what this one woman said, and I'll tell you what another woman said. The template brought together the components of my project in 7 bullets in lieu of 17. That by itself was invaluable. All of this removes a lot of stress from the RV process. And when you throw in the script on how to negotiate, it becomes a walk in the park because you can expect the blessing of the Lord to follow. And so I love that she got to refine from 17 elements to 7 elements. And we're going to talk about why writing to be understood is important. And then this other woman who was an educator, she said, and you'll love this, Bruce, she said, tell Bruce to say, and this is just from the template, Bruce, that listening to you, you undersell the value of being able to have a model, to being able to see how projects should be written, to receiving a script, to receiving a world-class graphic designer, hey, GCK, amazing, amazing, all done for you, this incredible talent, all of it, all the components, all the best practices brought to you, given to you, and making it easy for you to plug in what you want to do. So I thought those were really good comments. And we're going to just do this little segment on writing to and why it's important to write so you can be understood. And the reason is, like this woman with the 17 components, designing your communication, especially when you're going into the redemption, because people are so distracted these days, you've got to give them something that's really relevant, that's really going to create value, and is very easy for them to understand. And so if you're thinking about writing, and Bruce will tell you how to get the world-class presentation, you just want to make it as bold with scope and scale as you can, but saying it simply. And we do that for you in the world-class template. My next point on this, and this is really important, I want you to imagine it's a year in the future. And if you've been sitting on the fence, know this. A year in the future, our world will be going through the greatest revolution, paradigm shift ever in the history of the planet. Literally everybody on this planet is going to be engaged in transforming the world. And if you're not involved in that, it's going to be like you missed the boat. It's going to be like, you're going to go to, it's not going to be about work. It's not going to be about profit. It's not going to be about celebrity. It's not going to be about outer things. But you're going to go into people's houses, and they're going to say, so, like, well, what are you doing? Like, what are you passionate about? What are you creating to help the world? That's going to be the conversation. Mm-hmm. If you write up your world-class presentation, you're going to be able to say, oh, yeah, and it's not going to just be you leading. You're going to be able to say, yeah, I work with a consortium of people all around the world to end child trafficking, to create the new future, to end aging and disease. You know, we're a group of people that are going to change the world. The difference is, if you don't write that down and you don't participate in that, you're not going to be at that new celebration feast table where you're working like Gene works. Gene works at Boomers because he's engaged, because he has community, because he's excited about what he's doing, the people he's around. Any of you ever worked in an environment like that? It's thrilling. It's literally the fuel that will keep you young. So that's why you want to get off the fence, and Bruce will tell you how to get the template and the five components that come with it that make it really easy so you can say, here's what I want to do to help shift the world, and he'll tell you how to get it with the Heal Now email to us. Okay, so that's that. For leadership, two things. First, get your pens out. If you're involved in anything, it could be the veterans, it could be sex trafficking, it could be healing modalities, it could be just about every institutionalized paradigm on this planet is going to be, I'm going to language this very deftly, I hope, is going to be radically transitioned and transformed from a toxic, controlling, hampered, kind of the reverse of reality to natural, positive, transformative, and most importantly, quantum new reality, quantum new sciences. And if you read Judy Byington, she's all about quantum, 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 everything is going to be quantum. Let me give you a little description here, and this is going to be very important for anybody that is working on, this is all social change. For instance, we're going to be going from, you may want to write this down because this would be a great thing to say in your meetings with people. We're going to be going from a pathology-oriented approach to life, which is looking for the negatives, what's wrong, etc., to an apathology, APITHOLOGY, which is the generative causes of health and well-being. That's the cover of my presentation. It says, if you knew it were possible for humanity to live with a new model of well-being and prosperity, which could also be called thriving, write that word down, it's out-positioning sustainability, it's now thrivability, what makes things thrive, then you are in a position to make change. So, for instance, did you know, and I bet you Bob knows this, that the DSM, which is the American Psychological Association, and this has all been controlled by some players we don't need to say, the DSM is in its fifth printing. It has 354 discussions of mental health disease and what is wrong with people. on the opposite end, this is the world that I live in, the systems I live in, is Martin Seligman's positive psychology. He has come out. Instead of looking at what's wrong with people, and we know this from neuroscience, we know that what we look at and what we strengthen and what we focus on is what we're going to create more of. The virtues in action, or VIA, which is a strengths-based, has 24 strengths and virtues. 24. Do you see the difference there? That if you qualify, if our whole world's view is radically going to alter when we take away the interference, the focus on the negative, the focus on all the things that are wrong, even though we're going to have to solve problems, but we focus on the things that build strength, not the things, here's the big word, that corrupt and continue a negative and corrupted worldview. So, to write that down, you might want to look up, you know, how to move from pathology to apathology. You might want to think about, you know, using that salutogenic. We're going to be focusing on designing and moving into things that create well-being. That's everything that all of us, and if you're looking to just, my job is to kind of stretch you into what's emerging as, literally it's called change design and transition design, what's emerging as the next step for us all. And lastly, here's the last piece. You're going to want to look up the National Quantum Initiative. It's at quantum.gov, the National Quantum Initiative. And I'm thinking about specific people, people that live in Texas, and they know who they are, a whole bunch of them, okay? They know who they are. Here's the point. Here's the really significant. You could say in your meetings, you could do a whole project on supporting, this is more the development part of humanitarian projects. There's aid, and then there's development. And you could say, if you don't have a project, say, I want to support our quantum information science. That is literally going to radically transform. Look up quantum computing, quantum medicine, quantum travel. It's going to literally transform how we do everything. So if you don't have a project, number one, you can use that as a project. Number two, if you're into your leadership, you're going to want to go there so that you can kind of get a pulse on the trends that are literally like right at the side of your face. Literally, when we start, all of this is going to explode on the scene. Everything is going to be taken down, removed, and you need to know how to build, how to be aware of these new systems that are going to come online and how it's going to affect the design of your projects, the way people relate to, and the speed at which this good can be transformed. So I just care that when you're in a meeting, you sound aware. I just want to make you be able to provide some awareness, to be able to be conversational in some of these new domains that are coming online, and to make it so it's easy for you as a leader to be conversant, know your way around these new systems that are coming online. So you've got writing so that you can be understood. Just keep it short, and Bruce will tell you how to get the template, and make sure, and don't listen to me as much as check in with yourself and say, if fear wasn't an obstacle, would I want to participate in being part of the change at this time on the planet, because you're going to look back at this time and you're going to say, I helped to shape the transition from an enslaved and limited humanity to an unlimited, unified, and universally thriving humanity. And that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That's really good. That's really important. This is a great time for us to be involved in the transition and to be able, like Sue says, to go in and a year from now look back and say, wow, I've helped to participate in this experience. I've helped to make some changes in people's lives, in probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people's lives with our projects. And I'm with you, Sue, on that. And if with that testimony that came in, Sue, about me maybe underselling it, I have to say that what's cool, what I want to do is to under-promise and over-deliver, and that's what you do. I under-promise, but you over-deliver. And it's easy to see that from the testimonials that you've received over the years that you've been doing this, that that really is the evidence that comes in to support what you've done to help our people. And I appreciate that. And yes, I will let them know how to get in touch with you for a presentation template. Yeah. Heal now. Heal now.
Heal now. Heal now. Okay. Helping to heal now and play your part. Absolutely.
There you go. That's it, Sue. Thank you, Sue. That's really valuable for us. Thank you. We can all take all that in and just meditate on it and chew it a little bit and then, you know, use it. Use it going forward. Because it's going to get, I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a little bit wild, but it's going to be fun. And we all have a part to play in this. All of us. Each one of us will play a part. Or you weren't called to this. Or you weren't even called to be here. But you're here. And you're here for a reason. And Bob is here. And he's here for a reason.
Yay.
And we're glad he's here, glad he's back again, safe and sound. And we missed you, Bob, Thursday, and we miss having you live on the show with us throughout the whole show. So tell us what it is that we can expect after you comment on Sue. I know that we're a little past halfway through the month already.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm just sitting here thinking about the quantum world as Sue is talking about all things quantum. And what happened was I started to get the sense that I had no molecular structure. And I knew for the first time in my life what it felt like to be a neutrino. And I just sat basking in the quantum world as a neutrino, enjoying all things quantum. And then Bruce's voice comes on and says, Bob. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm not a neutrino. I'm actually in physical form, but I can transform into a neutrino, but I'm not actually only a neutrino. So I'm back.
Bob, I'm an M wave. I'm an M wave, the new string theory specialty. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good. Excellent. Yeah, I can't go back there, Sue. I have to do my presentation.
Actually, you're a nutritional neutrino, Bob.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's good. That's good, Bruce.
All right.
So, anyways, Bruce, I got these neutrino monials. I mean, testimonials.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. Yeah.
I got two of them. And they both came in at the exact same time, like 23 hours ago, from two different people.
Right.
And the first one, it's a man by the initials of SB, and he specifically was referring to the lignans, but also in general, and he said, I've been taking Boomer products for a number of years. My health remains very good. The lignans are one product that I attribute my good health to. Based on my continuing good health, my recommendations are high for any of the Boomer products.
So good.
There's another man. His initials are PS. And so it's apropos because this is the second one, so it's a PS.
Yeah,
he says,
right.
But it's a different person. And says, with Boomers, I'm ready to grow young again. The products keep my motivation, mission of faith, and mind active without fail. And
isn't that amazing that they came up? Isn't that amazing that they, like, with their own heart came up with that, Bob? I'm so happy for you. Wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. It is amazing. Yep. And, you know, Sue, you really like this, and, you know, you as well as anybody else that wants a copy of this article, I'll make sure people can get it. And it's titled Exercise Prescriptions, Workout as Medicine.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And it's a story about a woman and a man, and the woman is a doctor who wrote the article. There's a medical doctor. Her name is Nea Pathak. And she starts out by saying that she has spent her whole life waiting for her first heart attack because her father had one in his early 50s and had bypass surgery, and they had to take veins from his leg to stitch around the blockages in his heart. She said she remembered this jagged slit on his chest that never really fully healed, and that it was there always as a reminder to her as this harsh warning that she too was going to have a heart attack someday.
Wow.
And she said he wasn't alone because they'd visit friends that also had had bypass surgery, and they would unbutton their shirts to compare their scars.
Yeah.
And it further frightened her about having a heart attack.
Right.
And then she talked about meeting this man who had, in a sense, been sentenced by his doctors to a slow, agonizing death. And he was starting to get heart disease, and so they told him he would have to begin to take it easy and not move around too much. And so he didn't, and he started to gain weight, and he got high blood pressure, high cholesterol, started to get diabetes. He became really overweight. He was in pain. He couldn't sleep. And then one day it just came to him that he was going to stand up. He was going to push himself up out of his chair and stand up for as long as he could, and he was going to do that twice a day, which he did. He started doing that. And then he decided he was going to do it for a third time. And he kept on going, and pretty soon he was walking around with his crutches more than he normally would. And as time went by, he was able to walk again without his crutches. And he began to lose weight, and his vital signs started to improve. And after a number of months, he was going outside walking for like a mile at a time, and he was really beginning to change. And he kept on going and kept on going and kept on going to the point where now, she said when she recently talked to him over Zoom, she could see a whole wall full of medals and trophies that he had won in races that he was racing in running.
Wow.
Wow.
And he got off all of his medications, changed his diet, and both he and his wife lost a tremendous amount of weight, and they began to live a life that was much, much happier and joyful. And his parting comments were, he said, don't ever begin to exercise or go for a walk because you're trying to lose weight. He said, you want to go because you want to get outside and enjoy the beauty of God's creation and get outside and move. And the article was, you know, quite extensive, and it went into all the different benefits of what happens when you start to exercise. And there's it's very in-depth in terms of explaining some of the science of it, and there's a lot more science, you know, to delve into it as you really know what happens as your muscles contract and what happens to your fat cells when you're exercising. They actually are creating genetic expression when you exercise. You have numerous genes that are activated by chemicals released by your fat cells when you're exercising. And they're saying this is the way to lower blood pressure and sleep better and to control anxiety, to have better insulin sensitivity, your memory and concentration, decision-making, your mood will all improve. And then those are just like after, they said this can happen after one exercise session. And then they went into a list of all of the long-term benefits of exercise as well. And then they were talking about what it is with medical doctors where they're not prescribing exercise. And they said only 1 in 3 doctors would actually recommend to their patients that they needed to get out and exercise when they were showing up at the office with things that they knew exercise would benefit them. And instead, they would reach for their prescription pad and not prescribe exercise.
I wonder why, Bob. I wonder why.
And so they then this one doctor was saying he was prescribing exercise, but that he was very frustrated because very few of his patients would actually follow through. And so what he did was he invited one of his patients to go walking with him. It's like, why don't you come and walk with me? And it worked. That particular patient started doing really well, and he ended up creating an organization called Walk with a Doc. And, and they have, like, you know, chapters all around in many, many countries now where doctors will go for a walk and their patients come with them.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah. And so, they said that, you know, the guidelines are basically you want to exercise 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and you want to do 2 days with some resistance exercise, whether it's weightlifting, stretch band, exercising against your body weight, and that all of the studies are showing the same thing all across the world, that the best effect is to get aerobic exercise, whether it's fast walking, dancing, running, playing tennis or something like that, along with resistance exercise.
Strength building.
So this is a great article. It's a very heartwarming article and really changed the author's life because she was dreading her first heart attack. And she was able to meet with this doctor that was the Walk with a Doc guy and the man that had this dramatic turnaround. And in the article, they have before and after pictures of him and being, you know, well over 100 pounds overweight to in his mm-hmm. next picture afterwards, where he's out, you know, running in a race with the number on his arm. You know, when you go run, they actually draw a number on your arm to yeah. keep track of who you are, because it's a serious race, right? It's like, mm-hmm. that's how they identify people. And it's just an amazing thing. And Sue, if you could see this, to look at the man's face in his before picture versus his mm-hmm. after picture, he
yeah.
looks completely mm-hmm. different. His eyes are bright and he's smiling. Yeah. And in the mm-hmm. first picture, he looks depressed, right? And just an amazing transformation.
I think you know what's interesting about that, Bob, is that the people do tend, like, they're going to talk about how bad it is that she was focused on the negative, what her father, she was focusing there, and then she had to finally get to a place where she met this guy that totally transformed. She needed somebody really inspirational. So I just love that you brought that to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah,
what
was,
people do.
Yeah.
They hang out and they bond over their problems. You know? How bad mm-hmm. it is.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. Wound mates.
Yeah. Wound mates.
You know, it's like, yeah, I've got that too. Look at my scar from my bypass surgery.
Yeah. And that just drills it right in. It's just, it just
yeah.
drills it right in.
It's like, pass me another cookie, right?
Yeah.
So, God, Bob, no.
And so
like
instead,
no,
you know, you can do the walk with a doc thing. It doesn't even have to be a doc. It can just be you
friends.
Inspiring
Found
your friends and your family.
Yep.
And start your own walk with a doc and pretend you're a doc, right? It'd be fun.
Well, I pretended I was a doc, Bob. With my doc, that was a previous doctor, he needed to release some weight, and I got on him. My numbers were coming in pretty strong, really good, and I asked him, I said, come on, doc, what about you? You got to get to where you're releasing, you know, 30, 40 pounds here and get your numbers right, and he did. He actually did, and when I'd go back to see him, he had lost some weight. So, you know, you can motivate your medical personnel. Don't just pretend like you're going to receive, you know, their dictate when you know better than they do, and sometimes a lot more than they do, like in the case of Bob and Sue and even me in some cases, you know? So don't be passive. All right, Bob, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, I've talked to a lot of famous nutritionists in my life, mm-hmm. and was friends with a number of them up in New York, and still stay in touch with people that you would perhaps recognize their names if I mentioned them. And one of the things they always said was that people don't have enough energy to exercise unless they have proper nutrition. And that's one of the great things about giving people good nutrition, is that they then have the energy to exercise. And that is equally important. So you can give people the greatest nutrition, but if they don't get the energy to exercise, they're still missing out, right? So this was something that always stuck with me. It's like, okay, you don't have the energy to exercise? How about if you had some coenzyme Q10, some B vitamins, some phosphatidylcholine, some branched-chain amino acids, and some metabolic enzymes? You think you might feel like exercising then? And it's like, well, maybe, but we don't know really what most of those things are. It's like, trust me, it's the basic building blocks of human life. And when you start ingesting them and you get well-nourished for the first time in your life, you're going to feel like exercising. You're going to feel like running for no reason, just like when you were a kid. And that happens to me quite routinely, Bruce, even just coming off the elevator on the 9th floor where I live in my condo, and there's a long hall to the end, and my condo's on the corner. And I'll just uh-huh. run down that hall, like after work, coming home, just because I feel like running, you know? And
yep.
That's what happens when you combine exercise with good nutrition, and that's our role, is to help people with the nutrition side. And also, you know, if people would like to see this article as motivation for themselves, let us know. I'm going to send it in an email to my office right now and share it with all the people in the office. So if you call, you know, tomorrow, they'll have it in their inbox and they can share it with you via email.
All right. Anything else you'd like to share right now, Bob?
Nope. I think that's it for right now. Nope.
Okay.
That's about it for tonight, Bruce. And
all right.
Your time hack is 10:04.
Thank you, Bob. Let's let everybody realize what I always mention after Bob's segment, sometimes during a segment. You know, Bob is constantly bringing us something new. Sometimes it's a sale, sometimes it's a report, a testimony. I like what he said tonight, and I really would like for everybody that is obviously interested in the Boomer's products to get serious and take a good look at them. And you do that by going to bigcalluniverse.com. Once you land on the homepage, you just click on the banner that says Boomers, and that'll take you right into Bob's website. And you can look through. You can check to see on products on sale what this current sale is and what you can pick up some specials on, especially on the combo packs, you know, that have been packaged for extra savings. And basically look into the whole concept of a total health system. When you create a system that has Boomer Boost and barley, and, you know, I use the Gladiator barley, Boomer Boost, barley, and you've got omega-3 and D3 and a premium probiotic. I mean, there's a full system of products that work very well in synergy together that we should be taking. And, you know, it's been just over 6 years that Bob has been on the Big Call with me as a moderator and as a guest. And I love the fact that he brings information to us that we can use, just like Sue does, information we can use. And I love that we handle the nutrition side that Bob is on, because we're all about health and wellness here. It's really important. So the phone number that you might want to call, and maybe you'll catch Gene or maybe you'll catch Jim down there. Like I did when I called in and it got Gene that time, it was great. You want to go ahead and write this number down and then enter it in your phone. This is probably the last time you're going to hear my voice live on a call. And it's 727-443-2500. 727-443-2500. And that number's good during normal office hours of 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And so that's if you have a question about anything, or you've got, just you need a little help with something maybe that was on the website, whatever. They're all good to help you, and they're all qualified, very well qualified, having been trained by Bob to really do the right thing for us on the Big Call. And I love that. I love that we have that station where we can get the help that we need. And maybe you have a situation or something that's not something that the Boomer's products will absolutely handle or help you in exclusively, and they can still point you toward the area that could maybe be of real assistance to you. And Bob is really good at that. So keep that in mind. Take advantage of this. And let's see, it's probably about 5 or 6 after the hour. So let's get into some intel. And I want to thank Bob so much. Bob, thank you for being on the call tonight again. And thanks for sharing that very important information. And, of course, thank you, Sue. Yeah, Bob, it's awesome. Thank you, Sue, for your interaction with us during that segment as well. You know, what we're getting right now, you guys, I know many of you guys are reading what's out there online, and a lot of it is coming in finally with some information that is pretty accurate for the most part, I think. Let's see if I can make some sense out of a few things that might be out there and tell you what I'm getting from several sources. Let's start with, first of all, you know, obviously we did the call on Thursday, and then on Saturday, this is interesting, we know of a particular bank that is the lead bank, by the way, that, you know, had normal Saturday office hours until 1 o'clock. And then when the bank closed, they did a large training and fed their employees and told them a lot of positive things about their future from a financial point of view, and it was all very positive and well-received. And what was really fascinating, from just after 1 o'clock until about 4:30 in the afternoon on Saturday, all of these individuals, and these were people that had attended one meeting from several branches of the lead bank, they all were brought up to speed on everything. The RV, the GCR, the quantum financial system, the currencies that were going up a lot in value, at the USN, our new US dollar, which we call the USTN, United States Treasury note, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The rates that were, you know, going to be talked about and so on. What was cool about it is this went from the top wealth managers all the way down to the teller level, the people that just do normal teller functions at the bank. Okay? So this was everybody that works for the bank. They were all finally brought up to speed on this situation. Kind of last minute, but at least they did. And now these people know a lot of what, not everything, but a lot of what we know. Okay? And what's cool about that is that now even those tellers and so on that maybe we talked to in passing, maybe we didn't, some of the bank people, maybe we asked them questions and they acted like we had three heads. You know, all of that, now they can say, okay, now I see why all these people thought that about the dinar. That's, now I see what the interest was in this. In other words, can you see the revelation on their face when they realized that even the information that was put out by the banks for years denying this was actually happening and real and now? So I just think we can applaud ourselves for having sustained that type of rhetoric over the last 17 years in my case. Pick the amount of time you've been involved in this. And what's cool is the information was so good to these people because they did get some good news for their own financial remuneration. And what's cool is that we were getting very little communication because from banks, and still are, because they've all been told to be quiet. the quiet is out there. They don't, you know, some of these are under NDAs. Some of these people are under hush orders. A lot of it is just there for their protection. And they just do not want it to get out yet. But, of course, we were able to glean a little information here and a little bit there and find that we're in pretty good shape. Now, realize this. So that occurred last Saturday. What else occurred last Saturday? Iraq did an official reinstatement of their dinar, or the so-called RI. The reinstated rate of the dinar would have been the rate that the Iraqi dinar, the old one, the old dinar, was before the U.S. came in and crashed their currency, and before the new Iraqi dinar, which is what we have, the new Iraqi dinar was printed in 2003 for the first time, and that the thousand and even thousand dinar notes, believe it or not, they exist. 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, and 25,000 dinar notes. Most of you have 25s if you've got dinar. 25K notes. Please don't say 25,000 dinar notes. Don't say dollar. There's no dollar. It's dinar. Just think of dinar as their dollar. Okay? God, that bugs me. Okay, sorry. In other words. Okay. So, now that we know this after 17 years, this finally has taken place last Saturday. Now, for years we have known the theory that the reinstated or RI'd dinar would revalue or come up with a new value in 72 hours from the reinstatement, which took place on Saturday, officially. And now, as of, well, certainly last night or today, we have a revalued dinar. And many of you heard me talk years ago, even, about what Dr. Sinon al-Shabibi, the head of the CBI at the time, said that the dinar, the rate in U.S. dollars that the dinar could support back at the International Chamber of Commerce meeting in Washington, D.C., back in, I believe it was in 2012. And he said that the dinar could support a $16 rate back then. And now our understanding is that it's a little bit closer to 20. So we have not seen that rate personally on screens yet. However, I believe that we're in for a very strong dinar and dong rate and other rates as well. The information that we're getting from our sources, one of them in the Middle East, or excuse me, one of them in the Far East, is talking about the revalued currencies being exchanged in Japan tonight, meaning our time tonight, their morning tomorrow. Okay? So they could actually be doing that now as we're broadcasting this call live. That's what we anticipate is happening. And then you've all heard the expression east to west. It's coming east to west. And what I'm hearing from several sources is that it should be here for us tomorrow, at least for our notifications maybe for our exchanges, but certainly for our notifications and possible appointments to be set to go Thursday, possibly Wednesday, but I'm believing right now that they may wait the extra time for us to set appointments and start on Thursday. So anybody that has a birthday or an anniversary for tomorrow, the 18th of August, I think you're probably going to be in celebration mode. So, congratulations. The other thing is, what we have heard is, and we have good proof of this as well, that people that have been ready to receive their bond money, money from bonds that they've already hypothecated and are being paid out on, has come through in the last couple of days, from Saturday all the way through today, and really supposedly going through Thursday. And these are large amounts that have been received, but they're not the full 1.2 to 1.5% of their total balance. But the understanding is that amount of the 1.5 would be added to their accounts and available to them in about 36 hours from today. So that's not but a day and a half, and that ends up probably being Thursday as well. So things are being paid. Are all the fines and penalties and adjudicated settlements and all of those, are they complete? I don't believe so, but my understanding is if they're 65% complete, it's enough for us to keep going and go for our exchanges. So there, I'm sure some of it is at that level or beyond, and some may not be. But we know that we're in very good stead right now with what we're hearing about the good possibility for us to get notifications tomorrow. Now, I don't know about you, but when I get either the email or the toll-free number or both, that to me is golden. That's gold. Because we know that we'll be able to set our appointments and go in a day or whatever time. So that's what I wanted to bring to you guys tonight, the proximity of this. Don't sweat the rates. They're excellent. Even the bondholders got higher consideration, higher rates on their bonds than they anticipated as well. So I think everything is moving very quickly. Funds are definitely rolling out. Yes, it's been a slow rollout for us. Yes, we've waited week after week after week. And I know I've sounded like a broken record, but there have been things happening behind the scenes. We did have the completion of the ProLink system or Starlink system. Financial people call it Starlink. The military calls it the ProLink system. It's the same system. It's those satellites that have been sent up last week to complete everything with the quantum financial system, the blockchain technology that's being used for the fintech and everything. So we're really in a great place to take advantage of this. I think we've got a lot of new great announcements coming up later on this weekend. And I believe we'll have a lot for ourselves moving forward that we can be very excited about. So I know that we're almost there, but we need to continue to lift this up and pray it in all the way. And in the meantime, before we do that, I do want everybody that is maybe sitting on the fence or not quite sure, or maybe you've waited, you've procrastinated on your projects, but you do want to do something, you know, this is the time and probably the last time to get in touch with Sue for a template so that you can build with that blueprint, with those five systems, five different parts that come with that template, you can build a presentation that is world class and have access to Kendall, or affectionately referred to as GCK, who's the graphic artist and designer that can take those plain black and white pages and create color and imagery and artwork for those. And so that's also something that you can do if you choose. Now, how do you do this? How do you get in touch with Sue for the presentation template? What you want to do is, obviously, you still need a PayPal account, $165, and you need to send her an email that you're interested in doing this now, and then in your subject line, just put heal now, H-E-A-L, like heal the world, heal now. Send her an email, and this is the address, integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. Now, do that now, tonight, right after I pray the call out, because this is probably it. This is probably the last shot at getting her to activate that and send you that information. You're going to have to watch your emails closely and pay attention. Put your cell phone number in the body of the email so she can text you or call you if need be. All right? But I would do it tonight. I would do it as soon as we get off the call. This is a very important piece that you can have to go in to the Redemption Center. And yes, you're going to want to make a few copies of it because you need to keep it for your own self, and you need to surrender one copy at the Redemption Center so they can run it through the quantum computer to check for duplication of projects. And listen, guys, I know there's going to be duplication. Don't worry about it. Let the wealth management team work through all of that and get back with us if they need to. You know, Rebuild America is designed for duplication. It's the whole point of it, is for me to start where I'm going to start rebuilding in certain towns and cities, and you guys pick the areas that you would like to do Rebuild America in, and we'll work together. And yes, I will have a step-by-step template plan in effect for you to take it and go, okay, I see what Bruce is saying. I see what they're doing. I see what the advisory group is doing with their leadership teams and so on. And that's what we're going to do, and I want you guys to be part of it. I told you guys, how many years has it been now? Has it been more than 3 or 4 years, probably? I've asked for 5,000 people that are listening to the big call. It could be more, could be less, and probably will be more, to participate with us, Bob and I and Sue and others, to do this Rebuild America project, which is everything you can imagine. Yes, it's housing. That's job one. Get the housing back. Close down factories, places of business, find a purpose for them, create that opportunity again. There's so much to it, you guys. Apprenticeship programs for young men and women 18 years of age and older. We've got a plan for that as well. There's so much to the rebuild. It's not just housing but it's walkable communities. It's healing centers. It's food domes for growing healthy food. It's just creating opportunities for people, venues for fine arts, for entertainment, for music. There's so much that I can't even bring it all to bear right now, but there's a lot to it. Some cities will have more things to do. Some towns will have other things to do. Some little rural communities will have their things to do. It'll all be done, and we'll be working and partnering with Dr. Ben Carson on the opportunity zones, of which there were 8,761 at the original count. There may be more or less now, but we will work with Dr. Carson and trying to coordinate that in the United States. Now, beyond the U.S., yes, we will take some concepts and go to the Bahamas, go to other Latin American countries, Central America, Africa. We've got to make sure there's plenty of clean water available by drilling wells and getting it to the people of Africa. It just makes me sick to think about the people that don't have clean potable water to drink, much less good sewage systems for waste to process the waste in the areas. So that is something we have to stay on top of as well. And I know it's going to be some of your projects. I know some of you are already there. But let's just make sure that the entire world is lifted up and the playing field is leveled all across this beautiful globe, that everyone has a chance at a real, healthy, meaningful, prosperous life. Okay? We're going to do it together. So just realize that's the goal. The veterans, there's so many people interested in working with the veterans. I'm not really worried about that, but we will do a VRN, a Veterans Retreat Network. And, you may or may not be part of it. What I think I'm going to need for the VRN is people that want to work with canine therapy and with equine or horse therapy. Okay? That's an area that I'm not an expert in. Sue is, but she's got so many things that she's doing apart from that. So we will get, I hope, some good volunteers that will help us with horses and with dogs to work with our veterans and veterans' families, not just the vets, but their families. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. And I'm really looking forward to it. If you have never registered on our website, bigcalluniverse.com, if you do register with your email, there's no charge for it. If you just go register and put your email in, we will contact you with the toll-free numbers, and we will be in touch with you for any future calls or podcasts that we do. We'll probably email you the link to that call. Okay? And then I'll let you know, what's going on with our projects and how you can be part of Rebuild America. So make sure that you're on. If you change your email since you first registered, go ahead and put your new email in, okay? In the meantime, get in touch with Sue. While there's still a little bit of time left, and let's pray the call out, and let's look forward to a wonderful time for the balance of this week and beyond. Lord God, we just thank you so much for this call, for the listeners out there all around the globe, everywhere that this call is reaching. Thank you for the opportunity that we've had to share the information that we've received. For Sue and everything that she's brought out to us, and for Bob, everything that he's brought out as well, and for the intel that I've been able to glean and bring out for our listeners. Thank you that we've had a meaningful call and that we've done what I believe we were all called to do, to disseminate this information. And thank you for all of the listeners, whether it's live or whether they're listening on the replay or reading call notes or reading translated versions of the call all over the globe. Thank you for the opportunity that we've had to share this information. We thank you for the blessing that is coming. Let it come as we have heard. Lord God, thank you for bringing it to us and allowing us to prove ourselves good stewards to you as we help to level the playing field around the globe and give everybody a life that is meaningful and prosperous. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. Let's see what the next few days bring to us, and we should have a wonderful start to the new season. So thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you again on the flip side. Probably the next communication should be by email. All right? Talk to you later. Thanks.